Hey there, Les Couples Talk fam. It's your girl Lovey with you for yet another episode of the Les Couples Talk podcast. This is episode 20. Yes, I said it. We're on to episode 20. So thank you to all of y'all who have been supporting and interacting with the Les Couples Talk podcast thus far. I got nothing but love for you all. And so, in today's topic, it's actually going to be the final piece of the Queer and Winning series, where the focus is to highlight queer women of color within our community. And by the way, if you haven't checked out parts one and two of the Queer and Winning series, you can do so after this episode, and you're going to look for episode 10 and 13 of the Les Couples Talk podcast. Go check it out and listen to the interviews that have been held with these really dope women within our community. All right, get to know them. So, this finale, part three of the Queer and Winning series, features a very special soul who holds a place in my heart. Her name is Mrs. Juanita Grant Christopher, aka Afro Femme. She recently got married to the love of her life, so congrats to y'all. Afro Femme, y'all, is a creative, as some of y'all may know. Y'all were introduced to her through the 1K giveaway on the Les Couples Talk Instagram page a few weeks ago. And so, this great mind and owner behind the Afro Femme vibe line is the guest today, and her line features smudge sticks, sage candles, milk baths, and so much more. I'll definitely link her Etsy shop in the description of this podcast episode so that you could go catch that vibe yourself. And if you want to find her on Instagram, it's at AFROF, the number 3, MM, the number 3, underscore vibe. So go check her page out, send her a DM, and feel free to tell her that Lovey sent you, okay? Now, let's get into and listen in to what Afrofem had to say on the final piece, part three of the Queer and Winning series. Hello, hello. Are you there, Juanita Afrofem? Thank you for being here and for being part of the Queer and Winning part three series. Yes, and the people already know a little bit about you from what I've told them. And some of them met you from our 1K giveaway promotion recently.
Congratulations again.
Thank you, and congrats to you on the Afrofem vibe line.
Yes, thank you.
So, for those who don't know anything about Afrofem or Afrofem vibe and Juanita, please introduce yourself to the Les Couples Talk podcast.
Yes, okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Juanita. I go by Afrofem. I'm the creator of Afrofem Vibe. So, Afrofem Vibe is just a manifestation of all of my thoughts, my feelings, and a lot of my creative work, right? So, I started off with a lot of aromatherapy. I did some body candles. I still had some up there,
Yes, y'all go check that out.
I was doing some metaphysical work, some crystals, some smudge bundles. I have some self-care products, and most recently, I started doing some resin art and working with the multimedia art form.
Okay.
So I'm doing a little bit of everything, right?
Interesting. Wow. That sounds heavy. But I know you got this. So, okay. So did you always know that you wanted to get into crafting, using your hands, creating stuff?
No. I was always a hobby, something that I knew that I was kind of good at and stuff, but I think it really took external help to get me motivated enough and confident enough to actually pursue these things and to show these things to the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And how important would you say the support of your partner is as a creative?
Everything. really. Everything. I feel like having somebody that close and having someone that you trust in such an intimate way.
Yes.
And for them to be someone that you're confident can see you and to reflect what it is that is going on in real time is magnificent. You know, the first thing I do when I make creations or even the thoughts and the drafts is I send it to my wife. I'm going to send it to my best friend.
Of course.
And what they say and what they feel about it and the questions that they ask about it tell me a lot about what I was feeling and what I was thinking when I made it. And it makes it all make sense. So bouncing it off of key people is important, and having a key person, you know, from here on out. I mean, it's just an optimistic statement.
It's
just I feel extremely ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that you're a spiritual person, and how does that tie into you creating your items behind the Afrofem vibe line?
I would say yes. I think I am becoming a very spiritual person.
Mm.
And I think that journey and the beginning of that journey made all the difference in whether or not it's ever going to happen. People who know me know that these things have been in the plans and in my mind and in talk and in ideas forever.
Yes.
But putting this work really took help. It took a close friend, you know, prompting me and encouraging me and letting me know sort of that what was needed was the internal look, was to self-reflect, was to sort of take a pause and to find myself and my purpose, you know? And doing that, that's where I found my adult confidence, right? Because I like being confident, then like his confidence, but like my adult confidence.
Yeah.
And I started to feel worthy of myself.
Correct.
You know, and that took external help. And it changed the way I looked at myself, the way I looked at my relationships, and the ways I looked at what I was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can trust people enough to trust their honest opinions, and their honest opinions are good, like, what else do you need to go for your dreams, then? The people who you love and trust telling you that, like, you won't fail.
Yeah, it's right there before your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, you know, so, and I was very fortunate enough to have that in a partner. I was very fortunate to have that in a friend. I was really fortunate to have a close cousin as well, who sort of kept me reminded of my worth while I was on that journey. So I feel like my spirituality is everything to me right now, and my craft being something that the world sees is due to that concept.
That's really deep. I love that. Thank you for sharing.
No, thank you. Thank you. This is like a wonderful platform. I'm just going to keep telling you that like a million times. Like, this is just, it's a really amazing platform that you have going on here. And I'm just really excited.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And as a Black queer woman who is a creative of the Afrofem vibe line, can you share with us, and I know you're a Libra too, so this is going to be important, what balance means for you in terms of work-life balance and, you know, being a new wife and that kind of thing? How do you find that balance?
It depends on the day. I think that balance is everything. Like, especially if you're a Libra, without balance, it is nothing but chaos, right?
So right.
We can feel, and the world is coming to a very abrupt end. Prepare, right?
Mm.
So for me, balance is everything. Balance is key. When I'm off balance, like, misery follows.
Yeah.
So now I've just began to utilize my craft as a coping skill, utilize my craft as a meditation time, and just utilize my craft as a way to pray, you know? Give myself a time here. It's just me. So a lot of the times when I'm crafting and I'm drawing, you know, I'm doing that in solitude. I'm sending it out to my friends, the people who I think are close to me and understand my vision for opinions.
Okay.
And then when I begin to create, I usually just create alone in the middle of the night. and so that's the time I spend with myself, you know? I allow myself to be engaged in this open communication. communion by going in on Sunday church. And when I get home, that's when I really get down on my knees and I do the work myself, you know?
Yes, so, the inner work.
Yeah, that's always been the part. So finding balance has been everything for me. On days where I'm not aligned with myself, I don't produce anything.
Right.
There's nothing there, you know?
Yeah.
The energy comes with the balance. The creation comes with the balance. Yeah. The ideas come with the chaos.
Mm-hmm. This is so deep right now. Wow.
Yeah, they can't make it out without it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The ideas do come into chaos, though. That is the madness of creation, but the balance is literally how it gets communicated. Without the medium, I wouldn't be able to tell my story and to share what I'm feeling, you know?
All right. This is amazing. I'm loving it. And I know, too, that you're big on advocacy and activism and stuff. So would you say that our LGBTQ plus ancestors and, you know, all the struggles that they have been through, has that pushed you in any way to be queer and winning?
Definitely. I feel like coming from New York City and growing up here and chilling up the tears, and anybody who knows New York City, you know, LGBTQ rights is Christmas Street is so full, right?
Mm-hmm.
So growing up and being a teenager that was out there and about there in that manner, I grew up with a lot of friends that were struggling, growing up teenagers in the world and having to grow up by themselves.
Yeah.
Due to the controversies of religion, the controversies of politics, and the controversies of family.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that initial engagement in the community and to be accepted in the community and to understand that the person to my left and to the person to my right is going through such dramatically different lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking the same fairy tales that you look at. You know,
right.
When you get with the people, right?
Yes.
That forced me into really looking at privilege in the LGBT community and the lack thereof.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So I really got into school and I started doing psychology and I really got into human services and social work. And since college, I've been working in the human service field, working with teens. I've worked in LGBT programs, providing case services, providing therapeutic counseling, and just providing like an understanding here of like what it's like to be in any sort of system and to not be represented. Right,
yeah,
so what
I
it
get
did for
that.
Me was I wanted to be a part of the system so that there was a representation. So I'm Miss Juanita, I'm the queer social worker, I'm the one with the African print head wrap,
right.
That's you know, and it was
yes, queen.
I think changed the way that the next generation of kids grow up when they deal with the system and they deal with foster care and deal with mental health. Just one more me, right? Or one more person just willing to be them.
Yes.
In that kind of space. It's not like that's what
and show up.
Yeah, that's how I show up for the community.
Yes.
Is that I do social service jobs and I represent as a queer woman and I make myself very present in that space and I'm damn good at my job. Right? And then I come
yes,
home
you are.
And I take off those button ups.
Right.
And I put on my little slip and I pull out these feathers and craft and I produce what my spirit has to offer. So I feel like I'm in a constant state of giving and representing, and as a queer woman of color, I feel like as long as I continue to live in a positive way, I continue to contribute positively to my people.
Yes, I love it. My fist is up right now. I love it.
I used to be out in 14th Street protesting heavy. I mean, for my New York City, you guys know 14th Street. Early 2000s, we were out there, you know, we were protesting the war on Iraq, we were out there discussing all the issues that were present. You know, there's a large community center, the Yes Center down there that housed a lot of people coming to help, that housed a lot of queer youth here in the city, and even though I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family that did not isolate me for those particular reasons, I feel like just understanding how common it was in my city was enough to make you want to do something about it.
Yeah, because it not because you aren't experiencing it, that doesn't mean that someone else isn't, you know? So,
exactly, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's the same time that I met my wife, so full circle, had I been to ask them.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we met in that time. In that time where I was just like, this is what's going on in the world, and I want to do something. And I was that young one, 14th Street, dragging on my friends to a protest, telling them that we were going to change the world, you know? And that's what she remembers before.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's how the universe works, right? We just got to get the best
of all facts.
We expect the best of the world, and I expect the very best of myself, so I try to give the very
correct
best of myself.
Hence Afrofemme vibe, right? Okay.
Let's couple talk, yeah?
Yes. Thank you.
I've been in New York City for a good while. I'm not the most social person. Mm-hmm. But a platform like this on social media allows me to get out there a bit more in the way that I always wanted to.
Yes.
But also some sort of social anxiety that I have. So I feel like thank you so much for this platform, you know. I've met so many amazing Black women that are right here in my city.
Yes.
And I met them through you.
Oh, I'm so happy to bring everybody together. I mean, that's what the community and the page is about, you know, just bringing queer minds together. So, yes.
Yes, I'm always looking for your page, and I'm just like, oh, there's so many people right here in Queens,
mm-hmm,
in New York, on the island,
right,
you know, people in cities that I visited, and I'm just like, I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I think I told people that I was like, I have an urge to like do like a female.
Yes.
We need to get out here and we need to like really meet these families and
agreed
stuff, what the community is about.
Do things together, exactly. And you mentioned earlier that you work with youth.
Yeah.
And so are you and your partner, your wife, I should say, no, I'm sorry. Are you and your wife interested in having kids one day?
Yes, I want a squad. We're still in the
A squad, she said.
Yes. I want a squad. But it's a negotiation. It's something that we both think is something that we want for ourselves,
mm-hmm,
to be able to bring a child into the world. For me, I'm open to like all the options. I would love to bring a child into the world, a child of my own ancestry, you know, a child of my own body,
yes,
just to have that experience, you know, as a woman, to have that experience as a Black woman, you
mm-hmm
know, to have that experience as a spiritual woman. But I also do want to take on the world. I do also want to look into maybe adopting kids further down the line after having some of my own. So
okay,
I'm down for a team. She's more fiscally responsible, more logical than I.
Right.
I'm like in the clouds, so she's thinking about a master plan.
Okay.
So we're both on the page of having kids. How
mm-hmm
many, like I said, we still in
negotiations. Right. Negotiations. Okay, sit around the table, talk about it. You all got nothing but time, so.
Yeah.
No rush.
Yes. And I'm thinking about another dog, so I can hold on.
I know, right? Pets are like kids, you know, so hey. Okay, so what do you think is the most important message you would want to pass on to your kid or your kids one day?
Oh, man.
Hmm.
Wow. That's a that in there. Like a little
you got this.
I think the main message that I want to get across to my child,
mm-hmm,
is really understanding what unconditional love is.
Mm.
And that's in not just the sense of positive unconditional love, just anything that is unconditional.
Yes.
Understand you're a non-play position, a commitment that is beyond a spoken word, you know? A commitment that is in an action, a commitment that is in a spiritual intent.
Yes, it's
a
understood.
That is,
mm-hmm,
you know, I leave here and I'm out of your space, I'm out of your sight, I'm
yes
out of your area, I'm out of your universe, and I'm still sending you
correct
this love.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Because that's something that I'm just now beginning to believe is possible.
Mm.
And I want it to be so normal for my baby. I want it to
wow
be so normal, the idea that love can transcend us in a way that is unconditional.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a
so
good
that's
message.
You know, it might have a good talk about everything else, but like, not to be a hippity-dippity, but
no,
I
get it.
It just comes down to everybody just taking an honest commitment
correct
to just love and to be better.
Yeah, because love is the substance of it all at the end of the day.
You know what I mean? Man, air to the spirit, man.
Yeah,
spirit.
Yeah. Everything you do, everywhere you turn, something has to come from love, you know? The smallest to the biggest thing, so.
You know what I mean? And even the lack thereof causes such chaos.
Yes.
Like, to give, to be kind doesn't really cost you anything. Like
no, it doesn't
like,
take much, no.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't take away from It just magnifies what you already have. It amplifies what you already have.
You just putting you on another level, right?
Right. So it's your best interest.
Yes. You know what I mean?
It's your self-esteem, because some of us are really focused on ourselves, and at times it's perfectly okay, even if you're self-esteem. At least do yourself the service of caring enough about yourself to even give energy, just knowing that it's going to bounce back. Give a smile, just knowing that it's going to bounce back.
True.
Even if you're selfish. When I'm in a bad mood, I get my prettiest, honey. I just dawl up like I've never seen. It's because I want to bounce that back.
That switches your mood in an instant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I get it.
Right?
Yes, I mean, you have to know what your thing is, and you just find that, and as you said, you're in a bad mood, you put makeup on, or whatever, whatever works for you, you know? Okay, all right, so to wrap up, let me ask you this. Picture in your mind, it's now 2025, the year 2025. Where is Juanita? Where is Afro Femme Vibe?
I was just thinking about these thoughts, man. I think it's great, yeah. It's something I just feel like grounding and it's really finally tapping into it.
Yes, this is the alignment right here.
In 2025, I plan to finally make my permanent debut in a southern state. I am really spiritually connected to South Carolina, so I'm going to put it out in the universe that that is the state in which I will be. I recently began some endeavors on a five-year plan that will put me just there. So I plan on being in South Carolina on my own property, in my own house. Probably renting my extra property
as bringing those coins
and building my own community in a very, very literal way. So that is what I plan. I see myself in 2025 being the owner of a housing community that I build and create myself and also live in.
Yes, this is officially an affirmation that you have put into the universe. So
yes, I just
want everybody on the Less Couples Talk podcast to be aware of that. So when you'll check in next 2025 with Afrofem Vibe, it's gonna be huge. So look out for that. It could be 2023. Let's see. Because it takes you putting in the work, and you are doing that. So
Thank you so much for even the platform to even talk about what I have going on because most times folks don't even want to know.
Everyone's so busy these days, so
to just check in. So I thank you so much for like reaching out when even getting to check in sometimes it's hard. So I really appreciate you.
No problem.
I really appreciate your platform. You know, people forget about our community, and you're making sure that does not happen.
No, we need to be seen. We are here. We are queer, and we are showing up. So. So I definitely want to say a huge thank you to you for making the time, because I know our schedules can be crazy in this life. So for making that time to be a part of this special Queer and Winning Part 3 series.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And I appreciate our convo. It was amazing.
Yes, thank you so much.
You killed it. Yes, Les Couples Talk fam, I know that you all absorbed a whole lot from all that knowledge that was just dropped by Afrofem in today's episode 20, part 3 of the Queer and Winning series. So thank you for listening, and be sure to look out for next week's episode of the Les Couples Talk podcast, because I will be making an announcement, okay? And y'all know that the Less Couples Talk podcast is available everywhere on all of your streaming platforms. So you can find me there. And you can also find me on Instagram at LESCOUPLESTALK at Less Couples Talk. And remember to keep doing and being who you are authentically. the right people will eventually see. Peace and love, Les Couples Talk Fam. Bye.